Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Tom has 3 points, Joel has 3, and get this, Tracy has 3.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Oh my gosh. All right, I'll just arbitrarily pick Joel to go first. Here we go, Joel. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said most administration officials believe the explosion in blank was an accident.
Beirut.
Right. On Monday, Novavax announced encouraging early trials for their blank vaccine.
Corona.
Yes, coronavirus. For the first time ever, blank removed a post by President Trump citing coronavirus misinformation.
Facebook.
Right. On Tuesday, activist Cori Bush beat out longtime incumbent Lacey Clay during primaries in blank.
Missouri.
Right. Thanks to a technical error, almost 200 people in Rhode Island received tax refund checks signed by blank.
Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney.
Yes. On Tuesday, it was announced that the live-action version of Mulan would skip theaters and premiere on blank's streaming service.
Disney's.
Right. This week, an author known for his historical accuracy was called out for including a recipe for red dye containing ingredients that can only be found in blank.
In the present day?
No. In the Legend of Zelda video game. After being informed of his mistake, historical novelist John Boyne admitted that he had done a quick search for red dye ingredients and didn't realize the instructions he were copying were from a video game website. This is easily the most embarrassing slip-up from a historian since Doris Kearns Goodwin's team of rivals said that Lincoln's Secretary of State was Sonic the Hedgehog. Bill, how did Joel do in our quiz?
He did very well. He had 6 right for 12 more points. He now has 15 and the lead.
All right. Tracy, are you ready to do this? Because you're up next.
Nope. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go, Tracy. This week, blank announced he would accept the Democratic nomination remotely.
Biden.
Right. On Wednesday, Iowa ended the lifetime voting ban for blanks.
Felons.
Right. This week, the National Park Service advised that you shouldn't blank if confronted by a bear.
You should not run.
No, you should not push your slower friend down in an attempt to save yourself.
I disagree.
This week, the city of Houston passed a $250 fine for anyone not wearing a blank.
Mask.
Right. This week, a woman in Oregon got famous after she was caught by Google Street View after she had just blanked.
After she had just shoplifted.
After she had gotten her head stuck in a trash can.
Oh, that was my next guess.
I bet it was. The Google Street View camera snapped a picture of the woman with her head fully inside an overturned garbage can. Now, we obviously can't show you the picture, but don't worry. Just imagine what it would look like if Oscar the Grouch had a sister who was born Breech. Bill, how did Tracy Clayton do in our quiz?
Tracy had 3 right for 6 more points. She now has 9, but Joel still has the lead with 15.
How many, then, does Tom Beaudet need to win it all?
6 to tie, 7 to win, Tom.
All right, Tom, this is for the game Fill in the Blank. On Sunday, the White House announced it had no plans to delay the blank.
The election.
Right. On Tuesday, President Trump encouraged voters in Florida, but only Florida, to request blank ballots.
Mail-in ballots.
Right. This week, Tropical Storm Blank moved up the East Coast, leaving over 2 million people without power.
Isaias,
right. According to a report, Deutsche Bank complied with a subpoena and handed over blank's financial records.
President Trump's.
Right. This week, a man in England accidentally burned down his apartment when he blanked.
He tried to roast a pig in his living room.
When he lit 100 candles to propose to his girlfriend in a romantic setting. She said yes, though. On Monday, the U.S. blank confirmed it was ending its 2020 count a month early.
The Census Bureau.
Right. Following outbreaks in the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals, blank sent out new revised protocols to teams.
Major League Baseball.
Right. This week, a plane carrying illegal drugs from Indonesia to Australia was intercepted by authorities after it blanked.
It made a completely incomprehensible radio call and ordered beer to meet them when they landed.
No, the authorities were able to intercept the plane because it crashed at takeoff because it had way too many drugs on it. The plane was smuggling over 1,000 pounds of drugs and crashed almost immediately after taking off. Don't worry, everybody is fine. Well, actually, everybody is in jail, but no one died. Police suspect the plane was carrying mostly cocaine because it's such a coke thing to fly really high and then crash really hard a few minutes later. Bill, did Tom do well enough to win?
You did well. 6 right for 12 more points. That means with a total of 15, he and Joel are tied this week. They are co-champions.
Congratulations. Your prize, Joel, is you get to go on a cruise. Your prize, Tom, you don't have to. In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that we've gotten rid of jeans, what'll be the next thing that we all decide is too much trouble now that we never go out?